Hello and welcome back to our latest edition of West Coast XC. I am your host, Ken Martinez. If you're watching this episode on YouTube, please subscribe. And if you're listening on Apple Podcast or Spotify, please follow. Thank you. The video that preceded me talking just now is the start of the Bowerman 5K. Bowerman 5K is run every summer on the Nike World Campus, where I live here in Beaverton, Oregon. Starts at the LeBron James building, in front of the LeBron James building, and ends at the same location. And it's a great event. The Bowerman Track Club has kids that are like 7 and 8 years old and athletes all the way to their 60s and 70s. It's a great event. And they have some great athletes. For instance, and Alex Lenning, who we talked about last week, who won the 5,000 on the track at the Stumptown Twilight, he wins the 5K on the road. And he runs a time of 13:55:33. Megan Wagoner won the women's division 16:39:44. Those are very fast and legit times. Up here in Oregon, we have another event that's happening this weekend, which is the USATF Outdoor Championships at Hayward Field in Eugene, Oregon. It starts Thursday and goes to Sunday. If you're interested in watching the event, you can see it on USATF TV all 4 days. And then on Saturday and Sunday, it's on NBC or Peacock. And on Thursday, the finals will be, this is a distance episode that we cover distance races. On Thursday, the finals for the distance races will be the men's and women's 10,000. Fridays will have some more semifinals and such on Friday. On Saturday, the finals will be the 1,500 men's and women's 1,500 and the men's and women's 3,000. And then on Sunday, all finals for sprinting events and field events. And then for the distance events, it'll be the finals for the men's and women's 800 and the men and women's 5,000. The athletes who qualify will then go to Tokyo in September and run in the World Championship. So that's kind of a recap what's going on here in the West Coast. Luckily, it's here in Oregon where I live. And the next part where I'm going to introduce to you a run that took place in the Bay Area. In the next segment, our photographer, Todd Tokobo, who you've met many times on these episodes talking about the meets that he goes to in California. He was invited by Harker School in San Jose on a run at the Forest of Nicene Marks State Park, which is in Santa Cruz County. Forested, beautiful park, not too far from Santa Cruz, not too far from Aptos, if you're familiar with the Santa Cruz area. And Harker had a run through the forest a week ago, Friday. And then some excellent high school senior boys that just graduated from high school. They graduated a month ago. They also joined the run, too. And so this next segment, you'll hear Todd ask some questions of the athletes that came. They're not from Harker schools. You'll hear where they're from. From left to right, you'll meet Benjamin Bowie of Crystal Springs Uplands. He just finished second in the California State Meet in the 1600. Then you'll hear from Carson Hedlund, who has had a kind of a remarkable comeback. He was injured for about a year and missed the entire cross country season last fall and was able to like get back in shape and make the final of the California State Meet 1600. And as you've heard before, if you're not from California, the California State Meet is just one division, and so to make the final is very impressive. You also will meet Eli Fitchin Young, who is from nearby Santa Cruz. He made NXN twice as an individual and also finished second in the recent California State Meet in the 3200. And then far to the right, you'll meet Evan Noonan, who has won the California Division III State Meet three straight times, made it to NXN three times in a row, and was the California State 3200 meter champion in 2024 and came within tenths of a second of winning Nike Outdoor Nationals in the mile in June. He finished second there. And they're going to talk about how their summer's going and what their plans are for the fall. And you'll notice in the video that they're slapping their legs because there were mosquitoes going after them. So that's what they're doing when you see them slapping their knees and their legs. Anyway, here's Todd asking questions about the four athletes that came to the practice at the Forest at Nicene Marks.
Hello, my name is Ben Bowie. I just graduated from Crystal Springs Upland School. I'm going to run track at Harvard next year. This summer has been pretty chill. I've just been adapting to the new training, trying to get the summer miles in. It's been pretty cool in the Bay Area, so it's not too hot of a summer, so I've been enjoying that. I'm excited for the fall, excited to have a new group of guys to run with, and a really committed group of guys who really want to do big things in the fall. So I'm excited to learn from them, excited to get humbled a little bit, kind of dragged out in the workouts and long runs and stuff. I'm excited to have a step up and get that sort of learning experience. Mostly.
I'm Carson Hedlund. I went to Pioneer High School in San Jose, California. I'll be going to UCSB next year. This summer I've been doing a lot of biking and camping. I just got back into running last week after my break from the season. Starting slow because I'm coming off injury still, but stuff's feeling good. I'm feeling ready to rip some track races next spring. I'm going to redshirt in the fall for cross. I'm really excited to train with the Santa Barbara team with Coach Patty Sue and Sexina and the whole group of guys down there. I'm super stoked about it.
My name's Eli. I'm from Santa Cruz. I went to Santa Cruz High School. I'm going to Duke over in North Carolina in the fall. Summer, I've been doing a lot of very niche hobbies. I've been backpacking, climbing, surfing, golfing, disc golfing. So I've been pretty much doing everything, caving some. So just been having a lot of fun, enjoying my summer, and really, really stoked to be running with these guys today, but also my future teammates in the fall. So.
Hi, my name's Evan Noonan. I'm from Southern California. I went to Dana Hills High School, and I'll be attending Stanford University this year. Over the summer, I've just kind of been putting a lot of base miles in. You know, I'm living on campus now at Stanford, so I'm getting used to, academic life, college life up there. Other than that, I've just been starting to work out this week, so putting in some good miles as well. Meeting a lot of new people, going to run in a lot of new places, which is super cool. Finding new spots with my friends, all that stuff. So pretty much a very interesting summer, just spending it up here in NorCal, and super excited to get ripping with the team in the fall, and hopefully we can make something work, you know, in November.
Cool. And Eli, we're in a home field for you. Tell us what you guys are where we are and what we're going to do today.
Oh, yeah. So Carson knows it pretty well, too. But we're over in Nicene Marks. We're going to do, I think, anywhere from 6 to 8 miles today. We're going to go up the top. Or to the top of the incline, which will probably get us around 7 miles, and gonna do definitely some good hill reps after. For me, I don't know about Evan too, but super fun day. So
cool. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Stoked.
In this next segment, I went to visit Burlington Edison High School in Burlington, Washington. Burlington, Washington is located about 30 miles south of the U.S. Canadian border up on I-5, so pretty far north on the west coast. And I visited them. They were doing, some of the team, about a third of the team, had gone to White Pass camp. And so this was the first time they'd been back together. And they did a trail run. They have this gravel trail that runs near the airport. As you listen to the interview of the athletes, you'll probably hear an airplane land or take off while they were talking. And Coach Sue Wright wrote down responses to my questions about the team in the summer and what they're doing in the fall. And you can find that, her answers, on westcoastxc.com. I would encourage you to go to our website and read about how she responded to the questions. Then I asked similar questions to the athletes after practice. So you'll hear from Landon, Sam, Will, Addison, Maddie, and Sawyer. So let's hear from them and learn more about Burlington Edison Cross Country. Okay, we're with Burlington Edison, home of the Tigers.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you some questions about summer and then in the fall. Let's introduce yourself. What is your name?
My name is Landon Stallings.
What's your name?
I'm Sam Myatt.
I'm Will Ryan.
I'm Addison Dixon.
I'm Maddie Corcoran.
I'm Sawyer Ashby.
Okay, let's start with you. What are some things you look forward to with the summertime with Burlington Edison?
I love what we were just at White Pass to get to know like the team and like get more like bonding experience down with the team and like getting out on the trails before this season starts and staying in town. And that's about it.
So White Pass is a camp where kids come from all over the place.
Yeah.
And how many of the kids came, like a third of your team or?
Yeah, about a third of our team. Yeah.
Okay, great. What do you look forward to in the summer?
In the summer, I really love just getting with the team members and getting our summer miles in. And then in the fall, I just love to see all those miles pay off and some big PRs happen.
Nice.
In the summer, I really enjoy meeting everybody new who we have come out for summer practices, going to White Pass, and getting those miles in before the season.
During summer training, I think I really enjoy Guts and Core, honestly. Because I think all our team gets together instead of just after our long runs, everybody just leaves. I think it's our struggling like together and like getting to know everybody. And in the fall, I think I really like meeting everybody because our team becomes kind of a family. And I think that's the best part of cross country. I really enjoy that.
I think in the summer, I really like just getting together and getting our summer miles in. And then I like the pancake run that we do at the end. And in the fall, I just really like our team dinners that we do before meets. We get together with our team and we just have a good time and have dinner. And it's a good time. So, yeah.
Honestly, I kind of agree with all what they said. Like, White Pass is a really good bonding experience for everybody. And, like, the pancake run is really fun because, like, you get to actually talk with new people and everybody. Whereas, like, while you're running, you can talk, but not as much.
Yes.
Okay, in the season, what are some things you look forward to in the season? Are there meets or practices or traditions you like to do?
Yeah, so for this team, I'm super excited for districts because this is, like, the best squad we've had in a long time at this school. So as like a team, our goal is to qualify for state, and I think we're on like the right path.
Nice.
For sure.
My favorite part in the fall is we'd have some very fun practices that just kind of bring our team closer. Like during homecoming, we'll do some fun dress up practices or we do some fun relay practices that also just bring us together closer as a team.
During the fall, I really like, you know, big invitationals that we go to. We've been on to Oregon the past couple of years. Definitely going to be missing Nike Twilight this year. And yeah, like these guys said, those fun practices that bring the team closer together.
I think in the fall, I look forward to we do Secret Pals, where you draw a name and it's someone random from the team. So it's not always just one of your best friends that you get. It could be like a newcomer that you don't know, and you give them like a little goodie bag each meet. And I think that's a really good way that our team connects to people that you might not talk to on the daily. And then at the end of the season, you like figure out who it is, and you can do like fun little bags. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just fun. I like it.
This fall, I'm probably just excited to have one last season with our seniors here we've been with for 4 years, so that'll be really cool. And then also just getting together, learning to all the new people and just team dinners and stuff, so yeah, really excited for that.
Yeah, I'd also say like the team dinners and then like away meets where we like are on a longer bus ride. I feel like that's always really fun, and like getting to hang out with everybody on the way there.
All right, well, let's go Tigers!
Yeah. Go Tigers!
Well, thank you for listening and or watching our latest episode of West Coast XC. I want to thank Todd Tokobu for going out to Forest of Nicene Marks and to the athletes for answering questions and participating in this week's episode. And I want to thank Burlington Edison, too, for inviting me and having me over for practice and for the athletes taking the time to talk to me about the program. I've really been enjoying interacting with the athletes and from all the way from Burlington and far south as Santiago High School this summer and learning about how they get ready and what things they enjoy to do with their teammates. And it's just really good stuff. If you haven't had a chance to see the other episodes, if you go to our YouTube channel, you can view all the other schools. We've have Oregon schools and California schools and Washington schools talking about, you know, their summer and how they get ready for the fall. I'll have some photos from this week's USATF championships, so look for those this weekend. Looking forward to heading down to Hayward and watching and taking pictures of the meet. And looking forward to a few more visits before school starts. It's August is coming pretty soon. And we'll hopefully get a couple more visits in before the teams start their season. Until next time, remember, West Coast is the best coast.